Hi, family. I'm Rayshawn. I'm an addict. And I want to welcome anybody that's new. This program is absolutely phenomenal. On March the 3rd, I acknowledge 20 years clean. Thank you. You know, there's a lot going on. You know, this is a setup. That's what it is. A fucking setup is what it is. And if you think you're not going to go through nothing, you're in the wrong place. Some real life shit going to happen around here. 20 years? That's a lot of time. When I got clean, first of all, I want to thank the, I never do this. I've spoken here before. What is it? CPR? CNA. For thinking enough of me. You know, been watching my process over the 20 years to see enough of me for me to do the third step. Because the word decision implies action.
Yeah.
You can talk all you want around this motherfucker. The word decision, the proof of me turning my thinking and my behavior over to the care of God is shown in the way that I live.
That's right.
You can talk all you want to around here. And it don't mean you ain't going to fall short or you ain't going to make no more mistakes. But I'm no longer fighting fear, anger, self-pity, depression. I'm no longer fighting those things. It don't mean they don't come up. But I don't struggle with them as much. As long no more. Like, I don't stay in the relationship that I knew wasn't going to work like 2 hours after I met the person. I don't stay in it. For, like, it'll be 2 years later and shit. You'd be like, but I knew that person wasn't for me. But I don't have the ability to say no because I'm going to throw my cape on. And I want to make you into who I think you should be. So, you know, I got here March the 3rd, 1998, and I want to just identify with the newcomer. I did get high off of drugs. You know what I'm saying? I was I like to share with a little bit of humor. I was a lesbian in the day, and I was a crackhead dude that was fuck needed to be done at night. You know what I'm saying? And look, my new girlfriend here, she ain't in recovery. I said, you're going to hear some shit that I ain't told you yet, but you're going to be all right for the most part. I am really 20 years clean, so I'm talking about what used to go on that's happening up to now. So look, I like you say, I knew that I'd used a lot of drugs, and it's amazing to find out that's what God used to get me here. That's why I say it's a setup. Because I was relieved to find out that I had a disease. That means I can do something about it now. You know, like you get sick, you can take some medicine. And, you know, so, I mean, I wasn't as fucked up as I was told that I was. You know, because I was raised by some unhealthy people. You ain't shit, you ain't never going to be shit. You just like, y'all know the story. Y'all know the story, because most of we more like than we are different. And just growing up, just feeling like I was never worthy. No self-esteem, no self-worth. You know, wanting love or settling for sex. That's one of the topics. It's always a topic here. And not knowing nothing about defects and being honest. Y'all, this is set. Come here and be honest and talk about what's really going on, the defects and the, you know, just overcompensating my whole life to try to make you think that I wasn't who my grandmother told me I was when I was a kid. I was tired of shit when I got here. And then when you get here, it right out of the crack house, shit, some stuff started getting better. But my behavior followed me here.
That's right.
And it's supposed to be like that. The steps is in order for a reason. I gotta get sick and tired of myself first before I say, okay, God here. I'm the addict that, look, the steps is in order. I got to admit powerlessness and unmanageability. I got to change my belief system, and then I can turn my will and my life over. It says that the second step is necessary if I expect to achieve ongoing recovery. So if you still believe that you the shit, and all you need is a good job, a little bit of money in your pocket, a nice-ass woman, if you still believe that another human being can complete you, then I think that's like the sickest thing that I've ever said out loud. You complete me. That's crazy as shit. And the literature says that addicts live what they believe. So I got in all my relationships. I'm talking about the old ones, babe, not. Because I am actually a different person now. So I didn't even know that I was, I'm the addict that the pain forced me to seek the power. God, I'm in the book. The only time I would call on God was when I done did every single thing that I think I could do. Like holding on to it, being dragged, and my kids having to say, why you keep going over there? Why you keep, you know what I'm saying? Because people can see me better than I can see myself. And I didn't realize that I was so empty. That's why I kept picking up other empty people. Because it takes another empty motherfucker for when I show up and say, come on, what's up? You got to be empty too for you to come along. So we, two empty wagons and shit, you know. I start sponsoring you. You start sponsoring me. Because my justification was because they was in recovery. And I'm sorry if any of my exes is in here. You in recovery, but this is my story. I didn't realize I would always go to my sponsor and she would be. I mean, I didn't realize that I'm not really powerless over no new shit. The disease come at me in the same old ways to see if I'm going to fall for the shit anymore. I ain't powerless over nothing new. And I got 20 years clean, but I ain't been in recovery the whole 20 years I've been here. Most of the time, I was just clean. But I was willing, and I wanted something different. I had the desire, because I'm clean now in the third step. I'm not... I ain't got no crotch story for you. I'm sorry. I got high, newcomer. I'm telling you, I got high. I promise you I did. But I'm in recovery now. So it's like, man, I got to admit powerless and unmanageability over the stuff in my clean life. I ain't using drugs no more. What you don't want to admit powerless and unmanageability over now? Like, you got all these, and I love the shop. I got shoes galore, and I could probably point to what I was going through when I bought that shit. And after I wear it the first time, I don't really want it no more. It's just, I just got a rack of stuff. But I'm talking about slowly, and I'm so grateful that this is not a competition, man. Yes. Slowly over a period of time, when the pain start outweighing the pleasure. When you find yourself like in the middle of the night saying, man, how did I get here again, man? Like, what am I doing wrong? Why do I keep picking the same people? How about because you're the same person? How about that? The same person that's picking the same people, that's responding to the same old stuff the same old way. And it took for me to hit bottoms clean. You're going to hit some bottoms clean, newcomer. You're going to, man, listen, most of us get in relationships, start fucking and looking for money. That's mostly how it works. Because I'm looking for something to fill the hole that the drugs left. I'm looking for this euphoric feeling that only lasts for a little while. After the euphoria wear off. And you know, then once I get in enough pain and recovery, and I start getting tired of myself, and this is the thing about, and because you can't do these steps without each other. If I'm in a situation, I got to admit powerlessness. Like, look, I can't no more. And I got to have a different belief system about the situation, and then I can change my thinking and my behavior. I don't have the power to physically turn my son over to God. I got to change what I do in the situation with my son. He's looking for help now. You ever had to put him out, then you take him back, then you put him out, then you take him back, then you put him out, then you take him back, and then you take him to the train station and you ride off crying because you can't take him back. And you just got to say, God, your will, not mine, to be done. Because every time I try to do it, it messes up even more. But you got to get in enough pain to get in that posture to say, I can't do it no more. I'm talking about in every area of your life. area. I told y'all this is just a setup. Bob, you know it's a setup. So listen. The last couple of months, I've had 3 surgeries. I just recently had one. March the 30th. And it's my baby probably won't understand. We tell our business in here. And most of it is because I become a testimony for somebody else that's behind me or in front of me or whatever to show you that no matter what, because look, I had the goddamn drip, Slim. They gave me the drip. But guess what? They also took it back because I wasn't using it as much as they thought I needed it. Because my mind manufactures pain that's not there. My mind, my disease right here will tell me that I'm hurting more than I'm hurting, that you might need an extra pill. Or you might need it, because the good thing is that they had the drip on a 10-minute timer. Because I tried to hit that motherfucker like in 6 minutes, and it just wouldn't go, Bob. It's not gonna hit but every 10 minutes. So ever since January, I've been giving up all this blood, and the good news is that I'm healthy as a mug. A guy that's back in D.C. said, if you want to know how healthy you are, give up 5 pints of blood. And I've been in there one day, and I gave up 19 vials of blood, and they checked me for cancer, lupus, biopsies. And like the worst thing I can do at that point was just not to go. But I'm willing, though, because I want to get healthy. I got a uterus that's the size of a 5-month pregnant woman. Like fibroids done took it over. So I ain't got no belly no more. Don't brag. Don't be hating. And it's amazing because most of us black women walking around with fibroids. And we won't get nothing done about it. But the pain will force you. The pain will force you to seek the power. And one thing I do know is that I have to have people that are loving and caring around me when I'm going through something. I have to have people minister to me.
That's right.
You know, but when you in here and you endure, people are sending you shit like, you strong, you'll be all right. I don't always want to be strong. But because I have, to the best of my ability, and it says we cannot make this decision often enough. I hate when I hear people say, well, I turned my will and my life over. I'm good. Okay. All right. Stay away from me because I be going through stuff. And I have to, and I know I be going through stuff because God be wanting me to practice taking my hands out of stuff. Leave that alone. Be like this. You know, your parents, like, leave that alone. And what I had to do was I had to get in touch with, like, my real father, the person, the sperm donor dude. That I actually wanted to take care of me. I had to start looking at God like I need him to take care of me. He can take care of me far better than I can take care of myself. Do I do it every second in every situation? No. But because I have been practicing it for 20 years, it has gotten easier with daily practice.
That's right.
It's gotten easier. Like I'm not sitting somewhere wondering how I got here again. Even if I do the same thing and know the result and do it anyway. I can say, okay, so what next? And that's come through not practice. If you don't practice the third step enough in here, you will practice the third step again. And life has gotten easier. It talks about the relief of letting go. Because I would always let go, but I wouldn't let God. I would let go and I would let her. Or I would let go and I would let it. Or I would let go and my, you know, however much money was in my pocket was tied to my self-esteem. So I can let go, but it will only be for 3 days. I'm calling you back. We gotta, cause after a couple of days, I'm thinking God done took care of it and fixed it, and then I jump back in the mix. Or let a relationship be over about 2 weeks after sitting by myself and you come along, I think God sent you. That type of stuff. Ain't been by yourself but 2 good weeks. You know, when you're sitting by yourself, man, you can pray. Work out and shit, you know, read some literature, do a little bit of writing, then you'll be like, get your legs back. That's not how y'all say, get your legs back and shit, and then you catch eye with somebody, you'll be like, okay, God. Start blaming shit on God. You feel me? And then you do it again. But it don't last as long. Because you've learned how to let go and let God. But because it's a process. And now that my belief system is different. And it talks about the longer with clean time, insanity will reappear. Oh man, it's great, man. You think you ain't gonna go through some shit in here, man. Look. You're gonna go through some stuff in here because I'm not gonna say that I'm the same person, but I still have the disease of addiction that's centered in my thinking, and I still try to convince myself sometimes that go over to the casino, don't take 100, just take 50. And that's gonna be what's gonna put you over the top. Or don't do this. Just do it a little bit different and you're gonna get a different result, but the results are always the same. And then when you get tired of that, then it's a little easy to say, okay, God. So I'm in a little bit of discomfort. But you know, when you're in the hospital, they want you to cough and pass gas and your ass is out of there. Cough and pass gas, you can go home. They don't give a fuck how much more pain you're in. They need you to cough and pass gas. And I did that shit the day after my surgery. Sunday, I was home. But I've been walking around and I'm taking it slow, right? I'm not the type of person that's, I'm doing the necessary stuff that I need to do for me to heal, but I miss my job and I just can't, because I drive a bus. I can't rush back to work, even though my mind's saying that, you know, my mind would not only tell me I'm in more pain than I'm in, it'll tell me that I'm better when I'm not. It'll tell me that I'm doing good when I'm doing bad and I'm doing bad when I'm doing good. That's why I can't listen to myself. That's why I gotta have people I can call and say, this is what's going on. You feel me? So 20 years later, and I'm still practicing, just like the new person. God, take my will in my life. Guide me in my recovery. Show me how to live. Because in my mind, with 20 years, it's things that I still trip over that I think I shouldn't be tripping over still. But I still do. I've learned how to pray for people in this process, because I swear it takes the burden off of me.
Yes, it will.
Because I can think you doing something to me. You might necessarily be doing something to me, but then I just start praying for you, because it's so draining to try to get a person back. It's like really, really draining to try to be revengeful and all that. It's just a lot of wear and tear. You start looking like you smoking around this motherfucker with you. It's just, you know what I'm saying? You just be around here all miserable. And one of my sponsors told me before, you're supposed to have a light on you in here. People supposed to want to come to you, not say, they're going to waste on, motherfucker. They're supposed to be wanting to come to me, and I got to be open. I got to admit that I'm scared of people. But they made me scared of people, the ones that raised me by telling me I wasn't shit. So I gotta be open, and I gotta hug you anyway.
Yes.
That's a part of me turning my thinking and my behavior over to the care of God, not me. Can't say what you think every time it come to mind, because you won't have no friends, you won't have no job, you won't have no relationship. You can't say everything you think. So I had this false thing going on, like, you know, if I think it, I can say it, fuck you. But then I found out that I was being brutally honest, but it's not about me being honest with you about your shit. Be honest with you about your shit, Rayshawn. About how for real, you still walk around sometimes with low self-esteem and low self-worth and think you're not worthy. I got a great woman in my life. Sometimes I'd be like, wondering if I deserve the shit. But I do. And then I tell myself that I'm worthy. So I would go into the... Going to the mirror, man, and just start talking to myself. Look myself right in the eyes in the mirror. This shit happened over a period of time. It ain't happened real early in recovery. Because like I said, the pain forced me to go to God. You know, like I said, thinking that I'm my picker broke. Nah, you broke. Yeah. Because I can't blame. If y'all tell me that it starts with me and it ends with me, I can't keep saying, well, she wasn't for me. Well, how about you wasn't for her either? How about you in the way of God doing his construction on her just like she in your way of him doing yours on you. You can't keep blaming people because the relationship don't work. Especially when you knew you weren't supposed to be there in the first place. And then you want to blame everything on God, but he gave me self-will. And he loved me enough to let me do exactly what I want to do. Because he know in the end I'm coming back to him anyway. So I can see him now. He'd be like, go ahead. As soon as you finish. I know it ain't going to last too much more longer because you letting go a little sooner. But as soon as you're done, I'll be right here for you. And that's normally how it happens. Don't last long as it used to. I can let go and let God a little sooner now, which means I'm in less pain with 20 years clean. If this is a get better program, why are you still in the fetal position about the same shit you was in the fetal position with 20 years clean? And I'm just grateful that I'm not. I'm grateful that shit, it gets easier because I practice it a lot. I'm telling you, if I said everything I thought, whew. So, got clean at 26. Celebrated 20 years clean, March the 3rd, December the 18th, I turned 47. And I started a career with a Metro bus last year. And my life is good. I already mentioned my baby, right? I gotta mention my baby because I gotta go home with her when I leave here. So I gotta. Yeah. So I'm happy to be breathing. I don't want to get high. And I realized that when I got the detox 20 years ago. It don't take no 5 years to realize you want to be clean. Fuck. If it's in the book, let me know because I could be wrong. When I got the detox, I was tired. And over a period of time, you're going to get tired of some other stuff. And I got to get sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of Rayshawn to say, God, take my will in my life. Guide me in my recovery. Show me how to live. Thanks for letting me share.